Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The final whistle goes at Anfield, and with the last kick of the game, Fabio Carvalho wins it for Liverpool. Who knows what this means come the end of the
season. Star boys.
Liverpool. Oh my goodness, with the last kick of the game, Fabio Carvalho waving to the Anfield crowd. Oh my goodness gracious me. Like I say, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty at all. Liverpool, oh, they weren't really at the races for a long, long, long time. They went 1-0 down. Isaac on his debut for Newcastle with the goal. Liverpool equalised through Roberto Firmino. And then there's 5 minutes time added on. Newcastle time wasted in those 5 minutes. The referee allowed Liverpool to play on deep past the 97th minute. Corner comes in, Liverpool keep it alive. It bounces to the feet of Fabio Carvalho. And from close range, Liverpool's new wonder boy wins the points. 90 plus 8 is what it said on the clock, Errol. We said before the game, you said, we have to win by hook or by crook. And we'd all given the ghost up. I think it was all done. It was game over. Nice. The obituaries were being written on this season. I don't know what's going to happen in this season. Because if Liverpool play like that more often than not, forget about the title challenge. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But if Liverpool can somehow rescue something from this season, we might look back at the day where Fabio Carvalho scored deep into injury time against Newcastle United.
Mad. That was a mad end to that game. But you know what? That's just dessert. That right there is street justice, because for the last 10 minutes, you can count on the amount of times those Newcastle players fell on their arse and started to periodically waste time thinking it was going to benefit them, and ultimately it's come back to bite them in the arse. And I am absolutely made up that happens, because hopefully that's a lesson to all the other teams in the Prem, that just play the game as it stands. Play the game.
They didn't need to do that. They were playing well.
He was playing well. The other
kid. Jürgen's giving it the beans.
So, right, let me talk about the actual game, right? So, let me get the concerns out the way with at the moment from my perspective, because I was saying it in commentary and then it kind of broke down a little bit. For me at the moment, I weren't asked how we won this game. We just needed to win. Yep. I'll say that first and foremost. The performances will start to come as we start to build momentum. Games like this will massively help us build momentum. But the thing for me at the moment is this habit of going 1-0 down and having to claw ourselves back in this early in the season is doing us no favours, because you can see on the players' faces how much effort and energy they have expelled into getting themselves back into the game and then eventually taking the lead. We cannot keep emptying the tank game in, game out this early in the season. Not at the front end. It's okay to do it at the back end of the season when it's just like, just keep pushing, one last push. But to begin with, you need to make your games as light work as possible to try and build you a little bit of momentum and get you ahead of steam. The fact of the matter is, right now, we have got no players that are willing to take the game by the... No senior players.
It's the youngsters that are doing it, yeah.
That are willing to take the game by the scruff of the neck. We are relying on youngsters that were either deploying as starters or were bringing in off the bench to be game changers, when in reality, Carvalho shouldn't be that guy for us right now. He should be someone that we're just looking to bed into this team. But because of injury restraints, we've got to bed him in as the net. We've got to bring him in as the firepower. And don't get me wrong, last two games he's done it and he's added goals to his game for us, which has been fantastic. But we cannot keep relying on these young lads to be the ones to step up. Other senior pros within this 11 now seriously, seriously need to elevate their games and their performances for Liverpool. If we are going to, I don't care what us as fans have got as our objectives, though, that squad of players have got clear, distinct objectives for this season. If they want to achieve any of them, we need the season pros to step their levels up as soon as fucking possible. Because honestly, right now, if it wasn't for those two wonder kids, we would be looking at our third draw of the season already, 5 games in.
Yeah, you're right. We said before, let's go back to the beginning. We did not start well.
No.
20 minutes passed, and I don't say Newcastle were the better team, but it was a very even game, and they were very much in the game. It wasn't a huge shock when they scored. It wasn't a great goal to concede. I don't think Liverpool will look at that particularly fondly. I don't think Fabinho or Henderson really cut themselves in glory, and it was Trent's sloppy pass that led to it. You are right in saying, like, up until really the Bobby goal, we didn't look like scoring, if that makes sense. I didn't feel that equaliser was coming, but I wasn't shocked when Newcastle scored.
But we knew how we was going to score today. We could see it in the way that Newcastle set up.
What frustrated me was actually, I know this might sound mad, how easy that first goal was. Because we saw it all game. We watch on TV, obviously it's different, but like, you could see the line of six midfielders potentially across the line. Just play through, it's got to go through them, and it went goalie DM, DM to eight to winger striking, and we'd scored. It was a very good goal, to be fair, but it was very, very simple.
But it was sort of off the training ground. It was something that would have been drilled into them. And I can imagine it was something that Klopp would have said at half time, because they always look at where the space are. They've got those little iPads. They're always analysing different angles of the games that when they're kind of looking at the subs bench. And his backroom staff would have said, same thing we said, that past that six, there's a whole 10 to 15 yards of space. If we can look to get in behind and we can turn them round, we can be dangerous, but we've got to utilise that space. If we don't utilise that space, we're going to make it hard for ourselves. And as you said, as soon as we got into that space a couple of times in that second half, boom, we're in. A couple of passes at the top end of the pitch and we score. Bobby passes it into the goal, leaves the keeper absolutely no chance. And that was something even after the first goal, it looked like we had upped the intensity a little bit in the tempo, but it wasn't something that we consistently press to do. And I don't know what it is with us at the moment. Maybe, as I say, we've been a little bit unlucky in the fact that we've not been able to assemble our fire and fifth front line at all really this season. I know that he wanted to bed Nunes in a little bit slowly, so he didn't start the first game, and then he does start and then gets sent off, so that's kind of made us a little bit more disjointed than we'd probably like to be. But at the minute, That front line is hit or miss. You're either going to get 9 goals, or you're going to struggle to get one, and that one is looking like it's going to be more likely to be an equaliser than it is to be the opening goal.
Yeah, the whole team is struggling. We're going to go to some of the super chats before we continue. Then shout out to Cyrus, says with the $9.99 super chat, thanks very much. Says love that we scored an extra time from their time wasting. Becky Hale, yes, talk about last minute. Thank God for that. I'm with you there, Becky. Absolutely, 100%. I think that's all of them that I've seen so far. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is kind of poetic. Just then, we might as well get there, because we'll do loads more insight, by the way. So Errol will be live later on with the fan reaction show. So get your thoughts in comments in right now. There's a tweet out on the Red Men social page. I think I can even show you exactly what it looks like. So here you go. If Tom can, producer Tom can bring that up for us now. There you go. It says full time Liverpool 2, Newcastle 1. Thoughts. Reply to that. Errol, read out the best of those.
Handle up there as well, Tom. Let people know where. Because if you leave them in my handle as well, I'll try and read some out from my page. The handles there on Twitter. Go follow. Go leave me a comment. Let me know what your thoughts are on this match as well, and I'll read out as many as I can in the next show.
We'll get to those. I will be there then with the player ratings at the board, and then we'll have the instant match reaction over on Red Men Plus a little bit later on. If you want to come and sign up to Red Men Plus if you haven't already, because my goodness, it's a whole different conversation than it was 97 minutes into that game.
But I think based on what we said from the outset, it was about the result.
Just win, baby.
Just win. The conversation is about the fact that we won.
Yeah.
All the other shit can come in the final word, and those lads can dive in and pick apart the performance. Right now, fucking 10 o'clock on a Wednesday night, hump day, got my happy ending, literally, like that right now.
I'd have to suck her a lot. that was where we were ending at one point.
but the gods had it written in a different way, thankfully.
Listen, mate, can I just, like, when we talk about Gate, like, we talk about Divock Origi against Everton,
yeah.
We talk about Alisson
against Newcastle, Alisson West Brom,
Origi against Wolves. You never really ever talk about the 90 odd minutes before them game. Liverpool shite in most of those games, yeah. But you talk about the winners, and I'm just hoping that again, it's
how big a goal is that?
Yeah, I'm hoping more. It's more out
big
of
big up Carvalho,
yeah. It's more out of hope than expectation, because if Liverpool aren't gonna, Liverpool needs to improve. Because they do, but seasons can be made on things like that. You know what I mean? Like I said, you go back to those moments in those games. Hopefully, Fabio Carvalho's got another latest of late winners. I'd love to know. Like,
that one of the latest we've scored.
It must be one of the latest we've ever scored, yeah. In a Premier League game, 90+8.
Do you know what?
Sadio Mane, Goodison. There's loads of these. There's loads of them, and I just hope, like, again, sort the shit out. Go and sign a fucking midfielder and make this mean something. Make this mean, you know what?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Otherwise, it's just a league goal. Like, Alisson's helped Liverpool get Champions League. Yeah. Origi, yeah, we didn't win the league. But it helped us push on the trade. We got very, very close to winning, yeah. It. You know,
we go on to win the Champions League. I think from my perspective, you know, we was talking at in the team news show. Are we focused? Are we ready to go again? Are we ready to dig deep? Moments like that hopefully reignite that flame in the hunger in the belly of these lads to say, do you know what? Let's fucking go for it. Let's stop feeling sorry for ourselves. Let's stop licking our wounds. What happened last season is done. We can't do nothing about last season now. But we've got a couple of young lads in here that are hungry to impress. They're up for it. They've got the ability. They are of a certain quality that is good enough to be mixing up with us. And right now, these lads are showing us up. So, yeah, we are a little bit tired. But these lads aren't letting us off the hook. So we need to step up for them, if anything. Step up for the fans, step up for the coaching staff, step up for the fact that Klopp signed his future to this club, Salah signed his future to this club. These players now should hopefully have got that hunger reignited in their belly for them to feel like, do you know what? It's going to be a long season. But if I had to be going to war with any lads, it's these in this dressing room right here.
Let's hope it just galvanises them. They can't do it, because they'll look at the performance and, like, what? I say this a lot, but it's easier to be critical when you've won as a manager, because basically what you can do, you can fucking bollock them, yeah. Because deep down inside, you know they've won. If they draw that game or they lose it,
you've got
to build them up.
You work on a tightrope.
Yeah, you can't hammer them, because you can't kill them. Now you can go, lads, we were fucking crap there for a bit, but my God, we got away with it. And let's talk about the winner then. Fair play to
Andre Mariner.
Big up
the ref, you know. I said he wasn't the worst in the league. Big yourself up, referee.
I made you right because they did. It was 5 minutes added on, which was the right call. In the minute, three of them go down. Nick Pope has this miraculous shoulder injury that he's fine for. Like, the ref, basically, he added on a couple of minutes. He let Liverpool take the corner because, like I say, they wasted a lot of time in that injury time. So I'm glad he did
it. But he was savvy. He didn't buy into the drama of it all. He just sat back. He just watched. Yep. He counted how many men were sitting down and thinking, okay, is that how you're going to play it? All right, well, we'll see, innit? And
it worked
against them, and I'm glad. So hopefully other teams see that as the blueprint not to do. If you're going to do anything, just play your game. If you feel like you're in control of a game or going, there was nothing wrong in it back in the day where people used to just kick it into the corner flag. What happened to kicking it into the corner flag tactics? Like, they're shithouse tactics that I can...
Well, illegal tactics. Yeah, yeah. I'm glad that the ref did it. Liam Bento with the super chat there says, Carvalho doing a Collymore against Newcastle. Yeah, can we call him Carvalho anymore? Well, with that finish.
Yeah, with that
finish. We've seen Liverpool have had late winners against Newcastle before, of course. I'm watching the replay off the corner now, so it's an outswinger.
Joe Gomez
wins ahead, and Mo Salah battles at the back post. It ricochets around. It's such a good finish by Fabio Carvalho.
Take a bow, son. Fucking hell.
I know some of you guys are listening to it after the fact. We're just seeing it live for the first time. Gomez's header. Salah battles. It's a flick by Lascelles, I think. I'm not sure who it is. And it just falls. Let's describe the finish. It's a volley. Under the crossbar, over his head.
Spinning.
But Nick Pope can't even move. It's a great, great goal. And Jürgen's just giving it the what? So, because it was a feisty game on the touchline, but Newcastle Twitter is so funny right now, says Ian Lock with a stupid chat. I'm glad. Listen, I think credit to Newcastle, they give us a really good game, but ultimately, a game is 90 minutes of footy, and if you try and waste time and the ref adds it on and you concede, it's kind of your fault.
Eddie Howe should be fuming with his lads there, do you know what I mean? Because Joelinton done it a couple of times, and Lascelles have done it a couple of times, and then obviously Nick Pope does it at the end, and it's... I was almost hoping for, you know, when it is Pickford and he kept going down and then Alisson does it towards the end of in the derby. I was kind of hoping for one of those moments where we secured it in the 85th and then we get the ball in front of Alisson and Alisson just reads the situation the same way the fans have probably been reading it for most of the game. But it is, Eddie Howe's probably fuming with some of his lads because they gave it their all. They gave us a really good game, but it was their shithousery, and I'd almost say probably a little bit of lack of professionalism.
Listen, ultimately, mate, they are a kick of the ball away from it working for them. But it didn't. So yeah, we're going to start wrapping things up there. But I think the final word, mate, has to go to Fabio Carvalho. He's been one of our better players this season off the bench. He's impacted. I thought he was good when he came on against United. Thought he was really good at Bournemouth before beating a different. You know, that game was won, and he gets his first goal on this one. We fair play to Jürgen. He takes his fullbacks off. He gets his captain off and gets these lads on. You know it, and yeah, like Liverpool's two best players probably tonight. Maybe in hindsight, looking back at it, might be the two youngsters. Big up Fabio Carvalho because again, hopefully that's one of those moments. Like Divock Origi made a career out of these things, but Divock Origi won everything for Liverpool. Won every single trophy you can get. Like I'm hoping Fabio, this could be the start of something beautiful, and you might come back, Errol, and say, remember, like no one will remember the Bournemouth goal, like the eighth goal of a 9-0, but you might remember this the 98th minute goal. Hopefully he goes on to have such a wonderful career.
Oh yeah, I'd love him to, do you know what I mean? He seems like he's got a lot of technical ability. He seems up for it as well. Both those two young lads have come from Fulham in the last couple of seasons, and they have been young prospects, but at the same time, it's a huge step up for them. And the fact that they've probably been the most blessed out of this injury case that we've got at the moment, because it's allowed them to have more game time and more opportunities and be closer to Klopp's, like, the front of his mental. He's probably thinking, who am I going to use? What have I got available? And they're just buzzing around with energy, with a little bit of tenacity. And he's thinking, right, I'm just going to give yous. It's kind of like trial by fire. Let's just see how yous get on. And both of them so far have really stepped up. And it's massive, massive testament to the fact that two young lads, what, 19 and 17, 18 respectively? Did one just turn 18 even a month?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That have actually been the ones that are digging deep and pulling out the bag for Liverpool Football Club in nights when, you know, you can see Luis Diaz, he's trying his best, but sometimes it just doesn't work. Mohamed Salah probably had a little bit of an off day again today, really. I know he gets the assist. And Bobby, he's hit and miss. He's in and out of the game.
According to Wiki, by the way, 19 and 20. Apparently.
19 and 20, okay.
Oh, it was his birthday yesterday, according to Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah, no, it was. I actually seen him tweet that, to be fair.
Yeah, oh, yeah, so happy birthday. So, yeah,
just turned... God, man.
Just turned 20.
Mad, what a week. What a week.
Just, yeah, got two goals for Liverpool, celebrated either side of your birthday. A couple of super chats then. Thanks so much for everyone who's got involved with the show before we wrap up. So, first of all, right now, I am RTB, I think that is, says, Gomez was so good. He was out of position a few times and one majorly loose touch, but he made up for it with stellar passing and aerial dominance. I thought Gomez was pretty good, to be honest, as well. Overall, I'm sure we'll chat more about him, more so on the final way, Joe, tomorrow with Paul and the gang. Ryan Rodgers, can we talk about Pep and the rest of the coach and staff rushing off to the bench to talk to Newcastle?
We will.
I saw it. I was wondering what the kickoff happened, and then you see the replay and it's Pep Linders fucking running for them. Jürgen was in conversation with them all day, really. It wasn't Eddie Howe, it was more the assistants. But yeah, listen...
If you're going to give it out, you've got to be able to take it, man.
Yeah, and then finally, Charlie says, do you guys think that Fab, Thiago and Elliot is now our best midfield? Yes, I do.
Fab, Thiago and Elliot?
Yeah. I will go along with that one. But yeah, but Thiago's not fifth, so what can we do? Maybe it's the other... Is it the other... Maybe it's Fabio? When he says Fab, do you think he might be Fab? Maybe Carvalho. I think he must be Fabinho. But yeah,
I said 2-1.
Errol called it. You said a tight 2-1, and that's exactly what we got. Right, guys, like I said earlier, fan reaction show streaming very, very shortly. Later after that is the play ratings, and after that is the instant match reaction. If you're following us on YouTube, please give the video a like. If you're listening to this as a podcast, please do give us a 5-star rating or whatever the best thing on your podcast app of choice is. Like I say, Red Men Plus, later on, we've got the instant match reaction. We have the final word tomorrow. Never been a better time to come and sign up. So please head on over to redmenplus.com for as little as a fiver a month. And I know times are hard for a lot of people at the moment, but literally a fiver a month, and we'll give you all the entertainment you need. You can cancel every other subscription you've got. We have got you boxed. Errol, fucking hell, we made our work. But the Reds go marching on. Another win for Liverpool. My God, we needed that. Thank you all so much. We'll catch you later. Peace. Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah, go over to redmenplus.com, check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.